Thanks, Diana. You're listening to Naked Archaeology from the Naked Scientists, and you can find more episodes like this at thenakedscientists.com/archaeology or on iTunes. Tom?
Let's now move even further into prehistory and explore the earliest use of fire in Europe. Paola Villa and colleagues have collected together data from hundreds of sites across the continent, and they argue that 400,000 years ago, hominins were playing with the hot stuff. Further, this coincides with the date that we first see Neanderthals pottering about in Europe. Paola Villa.
It was Darwin who first pointed out that the invention of fire was a very important issue in human evolution, as important as the invention of language. The question was related to the fact that there has been a controversy about the earliest evidence of fire on different continents, whether it could be as early as 2 million years, which is claimed by Richard Wrangham, who is professor at Harvard, based on biology, that is the fact that the increase in the size of the human brain with the appearance of Homo erectus might have been the result of the use of fire, which means that food was cooked and the energy that was needed for digestion then could be diverted into other activities, and that facilitated the increase in brain size. Okay. Then there have been people claiming that there are sites in East Africa that are dated to 1.6 million years that show reddened patches of sediments, and the sediments are known to get reddier if there is a fireplace built on it. These red patches of sediments occur at archaeological sites made by either Australopithecines or early Homo fossils, but they are controversial because aside from the red patches of sediments, there are no burnt bones and no burnt stone artifacts with it.
So those are projected dates for origins of fire in Africa, and they're based on physiology and these red patches of earth. But what about Europe? What was going on there?
First of all, we have concentrated our interest in Europe because the number of sites is much, much larger for the time period between, say, 1 million years down to the end of the Paleolithic is a very large number of sites. And we looked then at two questions. One was that when is it that fire was introduced in early Europe? Because there again, most people believed or assumed that hominins migrating out of Africa into Europe must have had the use of fire because Europe is colder than Africa and you need fire to survive the cold winters. The second question that we dealt with was whether Neanderthals had habitual use of fire or whether they had just sporadic use of fire, maybe due to using opportunistically natural fires, and that it's only with the Upper Paleolithic that we see consistent and systematic use of fire. So we addressed these two questions from the point of view of archaeologists. There is a rather large literature that has been published. You need to speak several languages to read the excavation reports. In between me and Will, we read and speak 6 or 7 languages, that is, besides English. And also we know many archaeologists and we visited many sites.
And by doing that sort of meta-analysis, what did you find?
So for the first question, when is it that fire first appears in Europe? We find that contrary to the views of those who believe that hominids could migrate into Europe only if they had fire, that the earliest archaeological sites, that, which in Europe are dated, let's say, between 1.2 million years down to about 400,000 years ago, there is no evidence of fire, whether we are dealing with caves or open-air sites. As you know, the evidence of fire, unless you find an intact fireplace, which is rare, you can find, however, concentrations of ashes or charcoal. You can also find materials which are more resistant to destruction than ashes or charcoal. These are burnt bones and burnt artifacts that have been heated because they were near a fireplace. In some cases, we know that early hominins were also using bones as fuel.
And what do you see happening at about 400,000 years ago then?
Well, we have the two earliest sites where we have evidence of fire. One is an English site called Beach's Pit, and it's dated to about 400,000, where there are bones that are burned, which have been checked to burn at temperature of 600 to 800 degrees Celsius, which is much higher than a natural fire. Then there are red patches of sediments. The other site is the site of Germany called Schöningen. This is the famous site where 8 wooden spears had been found. And there is a wooden artifact which is charred, is burned at one end. It's quite clearly. I mean, it's possible the excavator thinks it might have been used to transport fire from one part or another of the site. And after that, after 400,000, we begin to find an increased number of sites that have good evidence of fire.
So how does that link to Neanderthals? What were they doing, and what's this about making pitch?
But there is the increasing number of sites through time for the whole time period of presence of Neanderthals in Europe, which means the oldest Neanderthal fossil is 400,000, and then about 35,000 Neanderthals went extinct. This increase in the number of sites, I think the total is about 119, shows it's a technology that is slowly getting diffused, and to us indicates that the Neanderthals had an habitual use of fire, because you find sites that have many fireplaces or residues of fireplaces in different layers, one on top of each other. There is a site in Spain that has 187, what they call combustion structures. This is a sort of archaeological terminology, which means, when you use this term, it means either fireplaces or ash dumps when you clean up your fireplace. We also know that the Neanderthals were capable of producing pitch. Well, pitch is an adhesive. It has to be made by burning birch bark in conditions without air. And so it's a synthetic material. By burning slowly, these peels of bark produce a sticky liquid that was used by Neanderthals to haft their flakes or points onto the hafts. And there are three sites where this birch bark pitch has been preserved. Now, were they waiting for a lightning or a natural fire? Saying, okay, we sit here and wait until we can haft our stone tools. To me, all this suggests that they know how to make fires. Although, as I say, we don't know how.
That was Paola Via, curator adjoint at the University of Colorado, and her work is co-authored by Will Roebrooks on the use of fire over 400,000 years ago, and it can be found in the journal PNAS.